Hello. Are you a friend of Nikaros?
She's going to think we're sleeping together. Oh, this is bad. She'll never talk to me again. Tell her you're my sister.
I'm his sister, Yumi.
She immediately panicked.
Of course you are. That makes sense. I'm Akane. Are you visiting Nikaro for the first time?
Yes. Tell her that you came to see the big city.
Yumi repeated the words, numb. Maybe, well, if the hero was telling her to say these things, maybe they didn't count as lies. After all, the spirits had sent him to her. He must know what he was doing. So instead of worrying, she tried to figure out this woman with a strange dress and kindly smile.
Close the door.
Do you know Painter well?
What, Nikaro? Well, I knew him in school and we live across from each other, so I suppose maybe?
Yumi frowned, cocking her head. But then it clicked. Akane lived in his palace. She dressed like this. Painter was concerned she'd think Yumi was sleeping with him.
Oh, you must be one of his concubines.
His what?
Painter flopped back onto the altar he'd been lying on before.
He told me that he'd been with many women. Intimately, I mean. A hero like him has many such conquests and stories. I apologize for my blush. I am not experienced. He explained it to me when we were bathing together earlier. He told me all about the hundreds of women he'd been with. I should have realized when I saw you that you were one of his concubines.
Yumi bowed. It was only proper to show the concubine of an important hero such deference. When she came up from her bow, however, she noticed the look of disgust on Akane's face, which quickly became a look of violent anger, Akane's nose wrinkling in a sneer.
He said all of that?
Oh no. She'd misjudged, hadn't she? Perhaps this was a woman he'd known intimately, but hadn't made his concubine. That would explain her anger. Except something about the way she was fuming.
You're not one of his conquests?
Girl, your brother has trouble conquering a bowl of noodles if it has too much spice.
He's a mighty hero, though, right?
Hero?
She turned and stalked away down the corridor, wearing shoes that did not look like they would survive the ground's heat. But then Yumi was beginning to think maybe this place wasn't ever hot. She shut the door, then put her back to it.
I did poorly, didn't I?